69-year-old Albert Kaufme Jr. was last seen a week ago when he left Akiak on a snow machine headed to Togiak on Friday, April 10th. Akiak tribal leader Mike Williams Sr. says the overland trip takes 10 to 20 hours depending on conditions, and that Kaufme frequently made the journey to visit his family across the mountains. When Kaufme did not arrive at his destination the next day, local search and rescue teams from both Togiak and Akiak began looking for him. Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the teams found no sign that Kaufme had made it to the Togiak side of that trip. Akiachuk and Bethel search and rescue volunteers soon joined the search. Over the following days, troopers and the Rescue Coordination Center launched multiple aerial surveys out of Bethel and Dillingham looking for the missing man. Peters says they did not find snow machine tracks on the mountains between the communities and do not believe Kaufme traveled far from where he started in Akiak. On Tuesday, after 3 days of searching, Mike Riley, president of Bethel Search and Rescue, says local volunteers ended their ground search. Conditions had become too unsafe due to melting snow and open water. Then, on Thursday, the troopers suspended their aerial search. Trooper spokesperson Peter says the searchers never found any evidence of Kaufme or his snow machine. Akiak tribal leader Mike Williams Sr. says local searchers will resume looking for Kaufme when conditions improve. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.